Hey, this is Nomar Slovic, host of the I Want to Believe podcast, and you're listening to the Ghosts in the Valley podcast.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Ghosts in the Valley podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley. Today I have returning guest, the Backwoods Kentucky ghost hunting team from Owensboro, Kentucky. I made a trip down there a couple weeks ago. I had a fantastic time touring the facility, the haunted auction house, all of Angel's and Timmy and Dwayne's collections they have in the house. So many things happened while I was there. There was weird sounds of a knocking sound. There was sounds of something being scraped across the floor. There was Dwayne getting punctured. Dwayne was punctured in the arm, almost like a pin puncture that I noticed was bleeding. And nope, he hadn't touched it or nothing. It just started bleeding. That was strange. That's what I was talking about before. You really can't pinpoint why this or this happens. You know, the paranormal is the unexplained. I did a live interview with the gang as we toured the auction house. Got to see a coffin, got to see haunted dolls, unique furniture, unique items. So here's my conversation with Dwayne, Timmy, and Angel from the Backwoods Kentucky Ghost Hunters.
So this is Al Cooley. I'm at the Backwoods Kentucky Ghost Hunting Paranormal team here, and I have Angel and Timmy of the team, and Dwayne's here somewhere. And let's start here from the beginning. I just entered the house, and we're in David's room. So tell me about the room.
Okay, well, when we moved in here, that's his original safe. And then we know a lady that had told us that this was his business. And so we try to fix it up to where when people come, they can stay in here and, you know, kind of sleep with David and kind of interact with him. And a lot of people do. David had a business here, and then he came up missing. Yes. In the 70s, he came up missing. And it was like a couple months later, they found him in Lexington. He came back. He was here a little longer, and then he left, went to Nashville with some jewels. They said he took from the safe, went to Nashville. And while he was there, they said he was either murdered or he committed suicide, which people said you can however you want. But we've asked him many times, and he's always said that he was murdered.
A few groups have asked him when they came here and investigated. That's what they get.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. They all get murdered.
We get a lot of activity here.
A lot of history.
Uh-huh. Now we got a music box that goes off, which we didn't know where it was coming from at first, but it was in here.
He never said, like, who murdered him or maybe.
No, but the last group that was here, he said that they got that there was a lady there also. And I guess she witnessed it.
Yes.
And then I think she was murdered. And so they think that's where the woman that comes in here, because we do have a woman here and we have a little kid here. So, but no, they never came up with anything.
Any different, like, people show up, like, other than the normal, you know, like any, like your frequent flyers, I call them.
I think this is a passageway. I think they come and visit and leave, come, visit and leave.
Yeah.
Because every group that comes here, some of them might get a lot of different stuff on, because we do a portal box. You get a lot of voices and you hear them talking to each
everybody
other.
Everybody always gets David through there. Yes. And then we got a lady's name. Alice? Yeah. And then, what was the other name? Because then that made me think about your ghost, Alice.
Well, Alice, right.
And yeah. So we named our witch in the back Alice because it was crazy. We were at a thrift store and we found a scarf and we put it around her neck because
Yeah,
you said you were touched last night. I think.
Yeah, and they're sitting at the table.
Over there at the.
And I told him at the time, I was like, I think something touched me. But then I just blew it off. Nothing. Then when I got home and started watching the camera, I was like, you know what? I was touched.
And when it said her name on the box.
Like
five or six times. That's when the door opened.
And we didn't know what at the time. We were either eating.
All three of you were here.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just three.
And the funny thing about the door is when we first moved in, there was no door here. I do it because of the auction people. And there are my restrooms right there. So I keep them from wandering around the house. I put you that way. So there never was a door there. So when I put that up, we noticed it open a couple of times.
We just thought one of us was leaving it open.
So we do it. And every time it opens up, it goes click, click, door opens.
Yeah, I mean, so they're here all the time.
Oh, yeah, they're here all the time. Yeah.
You can ask the auction people to come here. They all talk to them when they come to the restroom. You can see them go by.
Most of them have experiences.
Yeah. And we have cameras, and they all know now. So now when they have an experience, hey, Grace, I was going through there, and I heard somebody call my name. Or as they say, hey, when they go through there and we see them on the camera. They'll come back and tell Grace now. It's not strange to them.
One lady opened the bathroom door, I don't know, a couple months ago. And when she opened the door, she thought the door had hit somebody, and there was nobody there. She's like, she came in, she's like, oh, I thought I just hit somebody. Went nobody there. We've had bells ringing.
Yes.
Out of the doors.
Constant.
Yeah. People's been touched in the auction. We got a man that always gets touched when he's here. His name's David.
Yes.
David. Mm-hmm. The customer.
Yes. And so we always think, you know, maybe that's why he goes and touches him.
David's room.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, David's been up here investigating with us one night because he's really into it. And Kevin's not as much, but they were up here one night and we got activity when they were here.
They've always said that I don't believe in coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. And also, they pick and choose who they want to connect with.
Yep, exactly. You know?
Absolutely.
It's like fishing, you know. You go there all night, you ain't going to catch nothing.
That's exactly right. And there's a guy sets 5 foot from you. Puts a worm on a hook, throws out, catches 10 fish where you catch nothing. There's no rhyme, no reason.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. I like your shirts, man.
Yeah. We didn't know what we were going to wear today.
Yeah.
I was like, I think we'll wear a shirt today.
Yeah. That's Ian Miranda. Have you heard of Miranda Young from Ghost Bikers? And she got a YouTube channel. Very, very. I've been following her for quite a few years. I ended up buying her sweatshirt yesterday. You know,
okay.
That's good.
And I love meeting people on my podcast. You know, because you just go by the voice and, you know, you're friends with them. And, you know.
That's
what we did when we went to the Rockville Paracon. Mm-hmm. Grace has friends. I know they're all coming up. And hey, great. If I could take Ghost, and hey, we're friends on Facebook. Hey, we went to your place right there. Hey, Ken told us about your place right here. And it was, honestly, it was our first one we ever done.
It was really nice.
We really had a good time.
So that was David's room.
Yeah, that's David.
So is every room got spirits or?
I think David goes everywhere.
Okay,
because he actually comes into the auction part. So
was this his house?
Well, so his mom had a business
right here
in there, and his dad built dollhouses in the basement.
Yes.
Okay.
There's like several small stores in one building.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's all under one roof.
It's like kind of like around a business out of
here. Yes.
There was four or five businesses here.
When did he build this house?
The lady built the house.
I thought it was like in the 40s, I think. Yeah. But the last people that were here, for some reason they would lock themselves in what we call our team room.
Yeah.
And then there was what's still in there, like a big white knife thing. Mm-hmm. Was in there and they had an axe over the door. That way, if somebody opened the door, the axe would fall on.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I don't know what. I guess they were scared. And then the people before that had a business, and her mom would come in here. Well, when her mom passed away, she wouldn't come in here after dark anymore. Yeah. She'd have a water rosary.
Rosary with her. And a flashlight.
But we ain't had anything bad happen to anybody here.
Of course, we've been here and they're normal to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go by there and I'll hear somebody go.
We didn't know
it
was haunted when we came here at all.
Here's our first experience right here. This has been Grace's first experience here. We leased the place, and we're in here, and we're moving some stuff out of this room. I'm right here. Grace is on the other side. There's a shadow that goes by right there, and that door closes in that other room. We hear the
That's up behind him. I'm thinking.
Wasn't the door shut last night on you? Was there?
This one right here is the one up.
Oh, okay. Because I seen a little bit on your.
See, you can see how much it shuts. I mean.
Yeah.
You
know, but
you can come over here and push it.
It always goes click, click.
Yeah.
You always hear it actually.
Okay. So it takes a little bit of pressure to put that to close that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean it's not going to open unless you turn the knob.
Our first time, we thought one of us was leaving it open.
Well, Susan was cleaning the bathrooms, and I thought, well, maybe she just didn't shut it. And I just always thought, well, maybe she didn't shut it or he didn't shut it. And
I guess you're so used to it. It's like normal, you know, because I was looking at that video this morning.
And Bryce said, oh, man, look at what we got there. And sometimes, at very first, we could hardly get no video
evidence. This is our third camera system.
Yes.
It's like David tore two up. Yeah. And then finally we were like, we just act like we didn't have cameras. because we would come up here and we would, stuff would be moved, but we didn't have any evidence because the camera system didn't work.
That was the table you were sitting at last night?
No, it was in the team room.
Yeah, the team room.
Oh, team room. Oh, okay.
Well, we do get a lot of activity in here.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere near a psychic medium or anything like that, but I can sense. When there's a spirit or something.
That's hard.
Do you sense anything here?
I do.
A lot of people right here.
Yeah.
I do.
This was bothering him, my 3-year-old grandson.
I didn't in David's room, but since I walked in here.
In here.
Yeah. I just don't feel right now.
This is always a, sometimes in David's room, it's kind of easy going, but they come in here. Right here, my 3-year-old grandson. Grace was putting the camera down on the bottom right here.
Okay.
Well, we have a 10-year-old grandson. We have a. He was 3 at that time, and I guess Hayden was 7.
Yeah.
And they were putting out there, and they said, come on, we'll go to the base and put the thing down. Hayden went in here.
No, Hayden would never come to here. It was just me and
Henry came in here. He got right here. He ran back in there. I bring a pizza back because we was watching him. I said, what's wrong with you? He said, Papa, I went down to the basement. He said, all I seen was a neck. No eyes, nose, mouth, just a neck. This is a 3-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I said, what do you mean, Henry?
We didn't think nothing about it for, I don't know, a month.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Then it finally dawned on us.
You know, David.
Well, if he was self-inflicted,
he blew his head off. You know?
That's why he just seen the neck.
Oh, okay. You know, kids are very sensitive, too.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about it. They had no reason to lie. That's a bug.
Okay.
I would tell you, maybe the spirit's going to
run. You said, where's that room? Where's that door at the room you said run out at? I'm like, what the hell?
Sometimes in here you smell old lady's powder a lot.
And tobacco. Not Dr. Pipe.
You know what? Faye, because his mom, and then because she passed away, 3 years ago? Mm-hmm. And then his Uncle Junior, I'm like, if y'all are here, I don't mind y'all are here, but you got to start smoking outside. When you got to start sleeping with a mask on your face because the cigarette smoke so bad, and then it's stopped right now. It's not been there for about, 3 weeks?
Yes.
Usually it's either like a cigar or a cigarette or perfume.
Oh, it's cigarettes.
Some type of smell you can always get.
Yeah, I smoke. So sometimes when we're doing an investigation in here, when I go step outside, I'll ask if they want to go out there with me and smoke a cigarette.
They always ask.
Yeah. But sometimes like smokers don't sense it as much because, you're used to it.
Yeah.
As I say, like a non-smoker like myself.
Yeah, but
it doesn't bother me.
It drives me nuts.
It just, yes. It doesn't bother me, but when you blow like in somebody's face, heavily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His mom or whoever's at my house does.
But it's weird because you don't see any smoke, but you smell it.
Smell it.
And Grace said it is so bad. It just.
There's been times I've even got ugly with all my guests because I'm like, you know what? You got to go.
Yeah, that was our first experience in that room, I think.
So what do you do? You buy auction stuff or you bring it in here and then you
I do estates.
You do estates?
Four people just bring in.
And then we have consignments come in.
And consignments, and you make a percentage off the.
Yes.
Okay.
And,
so you don't know what you're bringing in here. You could bring something in here that's already on.
If I get a bill about something, I'm getting it.
I can ask you real quick about that. You went to, you got to see Annabelle.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. How was that?
It was great.
I want to see her.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was in Lexington right now.
I see that, yeah.
Yeah. But they said it was a madhouse there. I'm glad we went to where we went. It was great.
We really had to get that. That was the first one.
Did you have to ask permission to get your picture taken with her or anything like that?
That's Robert Duvall.
Well, it's Robert?
Yeah.
Robert Duvall, I think.
We didn't ask. We just took pictures.
Yeah.
I seen the pictures. It looked pretty cool.
I wasn't going to go because I know that bad things happen when you do things. Because we had a bad experience at a place. So I know not to take nothing or do anything or anything like that. And so I talked to my cousin about it. And he was like, I don't have a problem. Because he's like me. I don't have a problem if you go as long as you take a rosary. So I had it in my pocket too. He's like, you're not even Catholic. I don't care. I made me feel safer.
You don't have to be Catholic. I mean, like yeah. My sister, she's the pastor. So she says, make sure you do a protection prayer before you go in. I was supposed to go to this other place. Okay, that's one. I'm coming here. And she says, make sure you do that. So I did a protection prayer for a gal in the car.
And I do one
before I get home because I have taken.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And they will, they can cling to you.
Well, last night there's a girl. She's got two. Like, she said it from like 1890.
Yes.
Shirts. Well, somebody asked her to come and get them. So she went and got them. Well, they've been at her house for like 2 months. And since they've been there, she's got sick. She feels weird. She's had nosebleed. She had somebody come over and kind of feel of them. And they're like, well, they're different clothes. And they picked those out. And her dad is like, they got to go. So last night she contacted me. She's like, would you take these? And I'm like, absolutely.
So, do you live here? Or?
No.
So you just run this as an auction house? Okay.
And then we do paranormal investigations here.
And you bought the place? And
you this bought, place?
Yeah.
No, we don't own it.
Oh, you're releasing
yeah.
it? Okay.
Oh no, we're leasing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much
Who's the actual owner?
A guy that lives far away.
Oh, he's a Noah's haunted or
Oh yeah, we told him it was.
Yeah.
He ever had any experiences?
I don't know. The people that was here before us, they all did.
They did?
Yeah. They left.
Like the haunted house I wrote my book on.
Uh-huh.
My second book's gonna be on the people. Well, stuff that happened, a little bit while I was doing that house, plus the people that lived in it after we moved out. So I happened to know the people, one of the people, and it was extremely violent.
Yeah.
When we moved out, it wasn't that violent. Well, a few family members were uh-huh. where it was, but you know, but it was extremely after we moved out. So I guess it's just like, you know, they can sense, you know,
yes.
I don't know what it was like. If you got bad vibes.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you're going to go
oh,
in there.
Yeah, I
and
get
bad things happen to bad people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go in there and, excuse my French, you're going to go in there and call shit.
Yes.
You're going to get it back at you.
Yeah.
Well, that's like that one guy that was here. I don't think he was trying to be mean. I think he was saying, no, we're not leaving.
Yeah.
Until we find out your story. But I think David kind of took it as mean. I think that's why he was told to get out 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why the lady was pissed. I really didn't. Yeah. David's not ever did anything bad. And I think.
David usually likes females.
It did sound
especially
sound
as the first time here. Yeah.
Well, you figured he was here a whole lot longer than what
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You all
and
were.
He was only 38 when, or 30-something when he died.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
he's younger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I have a cousin that's like me. He gets about right there. He won't go. That's as far as he ever came. He won't go into the. He said there's something bad about that room.
I was sensing the same thing.
And see, I think somebody was.
Have you seen me kept looking back there?
Yeah, I think somebody was murdered there because, like, see, they cut the floor down. And I always asked Timmy, I was like, why would they cut this floor down? So I always had a feeling somebody was buried under the floor. I know that sounds really crazy, but that's how I felt.
Yeah,
see, I got it really bad.
I don't know.
My cousin Daryl, he won't go in there.
I got really bad.
He asked right as far as he'll go, and he said, nope, he'll go off.
I'll tell you a funny story about this room. The best story that I have about Dwayne is in this room.
Okay.
This chair right here.
This is a haunted chair. I
was doing an estate. For a lady who I know, and she calls it to me. My uncle passed away.
Oh, it was her dad.
Her dad, yes.
Yeah,
her dad passed away, and he had a settee set like this right here. There was a mic that they took with them. They said, "But if we have this chair right here, we'd like to take the sign." And she goes,
"No, they were throwing this in the trash can."
I know. He said, "You can sign it if it's too bad." Just
no, they were actually throwing it away. They were taking it to the dump. I remember the story. They were taking it to the dump.
That's a really unique chair.
Yeah, and I was like, they can't throw that away. They were doing it in trash.
It looked kind of like a piece or something, I think.
Yeah, well, that didn't go with
it. I know that. They're probably.
Oh, yeah.
They look
but
like,
I was like, no, they're not going to throw that in trash because he liked that chair.
This and is so, only in that room. He had a big piano in there. He had this in there. This is the only thing that was worn.
So I asked if I could take it. I asked if I could take it with me on my box, and it told me I could. So I took it home, had it sitting on the porch so he could sit in it. Look across the field because we live in the country, and then I brought it up here.
But when we was getting it, I had some furniture upstairs. So after Dwayne came here, helped me get it down. He was standing in the doorway. I took like a 4-foot doorway, And I was on one side and he was I said, look at that chair out there. He said, why sure is one ugly chair?
But he didn't mean it bad.
I turned around to Wayne.
Yeah,
because actually I was talking about how it was so ugly. I liked it.
Oh,
because he's like,
yeah.
He likes.
Oh, so I won't say ugly, but I like unique.
That's unique.
There you go.
That's very unique.
That's probably the word I should have used.
Yeah, might have used. Yeah.
So he was standing in the door, and I was standing right there, and he was saying that right there. Turn around, Dwayne. And he turned around. He has long hair, but didn't have it in a ponytail right there. And I seen his hair raise up on his head. He went boom. Yep. He jerked his head back when he said about that chair.
Whoa.
Yeah, it pulled me back. Like, whatever did it hard.
He didn't say it again. Yeah.
No.
And I looked over at him, and I was like, I know he saw it. I could see it on Timmy's face.
Evidently, you kicked somebody off of that.
He's like, yeah, I saw that.
No, is this the stuff for sale on here? Or?
No, this is all my stuff I collect.
More like your museum part.
This is stuff, yeah, I just like to fix it up.
Mm-hmm.
This chair's supposed to be haunted, too, but they said it's supposed to move around, but it ain't moved yet.
I like to take some pictures before I get out of here.
Yeah.
But I like I love those arms on that chair.
Yeah, it's supposed to move around.
That was the story.
Yeah, like they wanted it gone and they brought it here and auctioned it off because they said it moved all around the house, but it ain't moved here.
That's when I knew we was going to get this one.
But this is about the best one. When I went to the house, I said everything else was a market. And I said, man, this chair here is wore out. She said, team, I'm not lying. That's the only chair I was set in.
Is the dolls haunted?
Oh, I don't know. I get dolls and I get feelings about them, so I don't know. They could be.
I don't have a feeling about that one. I got a feeling about that one.
I go around it. If I get a feeling about a doll, I want it. And yeah. I got them sitting everywhere.
Our little, I don't want to say, our nephew's kid in there in that room when we walked through there, he said one of them turned his head and looked at him.
It's a raggedy end.
And he was animate.
Oh, he wouldn't even go to the bathroom. No. He'd have to go outside and pee.
He'd go outside
and pee. He wouldn't go to the bathroom.
So that's the door. And we came up here, me, Grace, and Dwayne, and we turned it, and we all owned it now. I think Dwayne owned it. You know, it used to creak like an old screen door in the front of a house.
Yeah.
Because we went all over.
You owned that door, did you? I don't think he owned that door.
I think we did.
You might have. We didn't own it.
I think Dwayne did.
We liked it.
But anyway, that was our first experience of right there. We're seeing the shadow open and that door closed.
It was at this point that my audio kicked out, and it sounded like four knocks or four footsteps.
And this right here is the door.
Now, this is supposed to be this coffin right here. Kay had called and told us about this coffin.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about the coffin.
Yeah, so I went to the place and got it, and up against the coffin was this mirror. And I was like, man, I like that mirror because I collect mirrors too. I'm weird. But anyway, I was like, I like it.
Unique.
Yeah, we're mm-hmm. unique.
Yeah.
So Jimmy was like, man, this thing's been in a fire because he always tries to get things cheaper.
What has been in a fire?
He's like, it's been in a fire. And I'm like, I don't care. I want it. I ain't going to make this.
On my way here, there was a person driving a old hearse. I don't know if it's for Halloween or, but it was like one of the old hearses, like 1960 hearse. And it's pulling a coffin behind it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. I thought that was different, you know.
We got a hearse in our front yard.
And I see the coffin here.
So. Yeah, oh, yeah. So, okay. Anyway.
It's funny how we think alike because they got the mirror and the coffin. I'm like, well, I've got the stand for the coffins to sit on, and I had the mannequin to go in it.
All came together.
Like, so y'all get that, and I've got the other stuff. We'll put it together.
See why so everything happens for a reason?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, well, actually, the stand, I had that for a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a few years before they ever even got the coffin.
So that lady was like, yeah, I had been in a fire. She said the guy that bought it, he was going to be buried in it. But anyway, his house burned up. He died in the fire, so of course he didn't need it. So I guess the family brought it there, and so that was his mirror. And
what's that made out of, you think?
Where's it what?
What's that made out of, like oak?
Yeah, that's oak.
Mm-hmm. Is it heavy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that mirror, that them cross thing was hanging on it just the way it was, and so I just left it just the way he had it.
Who's a pitcher? You know,
who I have that? No clue.
You have no clue.
That's another one of Grace's collections.
Yeah. I'm on that Iowa. We went to the axe murder house, and there was an old warehouse?
Old warehouse. You went top and then went down on the bottom.
And I bought a bunch of pictures there.
Yeah, I took my finger and I rubbed it.
I was like, don't touch my mirror.
I said, let me see if we can get that off. He's oh, I tested
Grace. Timmy going try to
clean. Oh, shit.
Right there.
So you go in that room, he goes that little room, you come out the door, you go right out to the outlet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was his, because you can't get to this door except through this room. That was it. Uh-huh. Other if you came in here. But that's how he would have to get out.
We didn't really investigate this room, have we? A group was here one night, and the guy said that somebody was trying to get in that door. And, which, of course, he's kind of handicapped, so he was sitting here while they were all walking around. He can't get around very well. And he said, somebody was trying to get in that door.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I tell you what, it's pretty cool house, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Well, I see something. When we were trying to find a place that we were living, there was two different places, and I'm like, no, I want to come here. Something kept drawing me here. And then I would spend all my time here, all my time. I would go home, and I'd want to come back.
Did you collect this as well? Or?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have my wife and I have an old bench coming in our kitchen. It's like made out of an old farmhouse window and a door. And
So
you sit down, and there's a doorknob right there, and the window's behind you.
Well, that's cool.
And my sister comes, who the hell to put that in there? I says, well, we like.
They didn't want to take the damn doorknob off.
Your hat.
Exactly. Hey, that's a purse hanger.
Yeah, there you go. I put my hat on it.
There you go. Same thing.
Yeah.
So this all here, we always get a lot of activity around her. That's why we moved over here. There was always a box would come up like there was a person, and it was always the weird things.
So
did
you name her?
No, she didn't have a name.
I don't know a name. The no name doll.
Oh, here's our famous dolls.
Oh, yeah, these were here when we came.
The guy gave them to me. He said, I'm gonna give them dolls to you, but you cannot.
No, he didn't tell you they were dolls. He said, I'm going to give you this box.
Give this box, but you cannot give it back to me. This guy come from New Orleans. He said, showed up on the step one day. He said, I cannot. I don't want you to purse them. I can give them to you, but you cannot give them back to me.
It's the two in the corner. It's not the middle one. It's the two in the corner.
That right there, that right there.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, that's what was in the box.
Yeah, wow. There's bad voodoo.
And they got some voodoo on it.
Voodoo.
We went to see Annabelle. They asked me, so you want protection spray on? I said, listen, I've been married to Grace for 30 years. That dog does not scare me whatsoever. I've been living with Annabelle for 30 years.
God,
that is not a problem.
Yeah.
That lady just laughed.
Now, we were told these were haunted. A lady wanted us to come to get them. They were wrapped in cellophane.
Yeah.
Dwayne took the cellophane off. He's like, let's take the cellophane off and see what happens. But yeah, she was like, they had bought a house. It was in like a little cubby hole in the basement. And she said weird things was happening. And so we came and got them. They wrapped in cellophane. And Dwayne ripped the cellophane off.
We went to a lot of investigations where people want to give us things that said maybe...
Oh, yeah.
They ease their mind.
I know. I wish I got that bottle.
Yeah, the bottle from the last
one. Oh, I like that too right there.
Oh, yeah. How old was that lady, Grace?
102.
102 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my pictures from Gettysburg.
Yeah.
That lady was something. I mean, she had a kid. She had a better memory than I had.
That one right there kind of freaks me out. The one.
Which one?
The one that got her head kind of totaled. No, right. They're right next to her. That one, yeah.
Yeah, one more. I got her in.
Yeah, something's kind of...
I got a lot of stuff that people... I should have put notes on stuff.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff.
I just got an evil look. Which
one
I just
that?
Feel...
I
get a little chill, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's something about her. It would always...
Something about her.
And so I had to turn the camera...
Not yet.
I had to turn the camera off of her.
I've had word that's shut down and fully charged and just go out.
Oh, I probably drank here because stuff drains here and phone's not working.
And you'll just...
Play it did. I went from 100 to 67.
Yeah.
I walked in there with 100.
Yep, it does. It'll drain you.
That's wow.
You want to say a witch? Was there a witch?
A
haunted witch.
Haunted witch?
Yes.
Yeah, she's down here.
I thought that's what you said. It was a.
I think I said haunted bitch.
Well, I did.
She's in the front of you.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I noticed you got protection in between y'all.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. That was one of our first actions. We all put beach balls up here. They would come down, this, that, and the other.
I like that.
The doll that moved her hand, Axel said.
Yeah.
Right there?
Oh, yeah. And they came and come have a conversation with her one day.
His mama? She came in and talked. That's our niece.
Somebody gave me that the other day. They said there was some bad... vibes about that picture she brought it to me. I'm like, hey, I'll take it.
Which one was that?
Right there.
She kind of looks like my grandmother.
Really?
Yeah. Have you read my book, Grandma Pearl?
No.
She's kind of like Grandma Pearl.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Hitler brought it to me. I was like, yeah, I'll take it. I'll take anything that's got something attached to it. We bought this. It came through the auction. We bought it. We're waiting for it to roll across the floor. It ain't rolled yet.
Not yet.
Now, we do get activity in that closet there.
Look at some of that's what the bells are in.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good shirt if that rose pisses off the carpet. That's...
This year, Rose, yeah, we've been waiting for it to roll. It ain't rolled yet.
This is where all the people come use the restroom and stuff at the auction. We'll catch them on this camera and this one, you'll see them. They'll go by here. And most of the time, if you're here, some of them
jump me. This is the axe I was telling you about.
The axe?
That was hanging up
hanging above it right there.
And then this here, they had it in here. They had the stuff locked in here, I guess, and they would hold this. I guess they made this little knife thing. And I guess they were in here and they would lock their stuff on the inside. We put that there, but they locked their stuff on the inside, I guess, because they were scared. I don't know. Kind of weird.
It is. You put an axe above your door.
But we don't know really the whole theory about it, so.
You have some unique stuff.
Yeah.
That's where it hung out, right there on that bracket right there. It hung down with the axe part where you open the door, it would fall down.
Now, the more you live, you consider your place as being haunted as well, or?
Yeah, my house is. His is also,
So you think maybe you might have carried some stuff with you over there, or?
Mine was, I'm pretty sure it's this antique mirror I got at the auction. And because I'd lived up years, and there was never nothing at the house. And then when I first got it, oh my God, I was coming in telling them all sorts of stuff that was going on. And it finally calmed down. It's an older lady. She's still around. I mean, she's not there all the time, but.
Oh, I tell stuff to come with
me. Usually when we go on investigation, she likes to remind me she's still there. Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking.
I will replay that sound again. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Why you want to go in here? That's where we have the auction at. This is where people get talked to and they're coming through here. A lot of times right here, they'll jump.
The best thing now is they just tell us.
Yeah, these bells will ring all the time. You'll hear them. Those ring. And this is where David's at.
Yeah.
And every time he jump up, y'all see, turn around and looks. Of course, nobody sits behind him.
Yeah, he would tell us, so we'll go back and watch the camera.
And you'll see.
Have you seen him? Like this shadow figure or?
Oh, yeah. My first experience in seeing somebody, I was up here standing between those two tables cleaning because I cover myself a lot. And I heard somebody say, like, come here, but it was like a whisper. I looked over there and seen something, and I was like, nope, I got out of here. I went right out that door, left the lights on.
Yeah, it's like that one time when I was in David's room, had it pitch dark, and I was laying there. And all of a sudden, I was telling them, and they had a video in it, that I felt something touch my foot, and when you watch the video at the same time I'm saying it, you see this orb coming off my foot and going straight up, and I never moved the foot. I just said it felt like someone was touching it.
We've had stuff move from in there to in the house, candlestick. I moved from there to the counter. We've had stuff fall off the table during the auction.
Chair knocked down.
Yeah, we had case chair was one day, and nobody was around it, and that chair flew clear over there in the floor. I was super hitting like, wow.
I was here, and Kay was right here, and the chair was, Kay has got up, and the chair was sitting right here, and she was over there, and the chair went.
I mean, something just screwed on the floor.
Yeah, and that's a heavy chair. I mean, it's...
We've had a bag that was sitting here one night, and it just flopped on the floor, which we bought it. It's in there. We had... What was it? Something back there jumped out.
A key, so.
You bought it, whatever it was. Remember, Jim Cook was back there and it fell off, jumped off the table and it would come up. It was in a box.
Yeah.
And it just swung on the floor and he was coming here and told me, well, Dwayne bought it.
What's that?
I don't know. It ain't been that long ago. Yeah. He bought that. But we have stuff all the time.
Yeah, all of us. We got so many things that's supposed to be haunted or people think it's haunted, like at work or people give me stuff because they know I ghost hunt and stuff.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot of Ouija boards.
Uh-huh.
People got touched right here. This is our witch. She goes off. Not on everybody. She might go off on you, Dad. She might like you.
It seems like only certain people get near her and she'll go off. She's never done it for me. She don't like me, I guess.
That's Alice.
Five or six people come to the auction, and she'll go off on it. And I don't mean just once. I mean, damn near
it's almost every time they go by.
The last night she didn't go off on it, and she went off on a little boy. And there was a guy here last night. He said, not that he don't believe in it. He ain't interested. He don't want to do anything. That girl you know that works with, her husband don't want anything to do with it or whatever. And when he turned around, went that way, she went off. And I'm like, hey, that's her telling you that it is real.
Yeah. What do you mean when you say go off? What do you mean?
She'll go off. She'll start talking.
And only make you go
she'll
off.
She'll laugh, stop talking.
Push that button on the side of her.
That's why I don't pay attention. But she might go off for you.
You going to go off on me, Alice? You're a nice old. I like your collection.
Yeah. And people give me some people brought me this stuff. And I put it in cases.
Problem dollars.
Huh?
Problem dollars.
The problem child. Now, this was mine when I was a kid. I brought it up here. That's my baby. Oh, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Alison go off on you, I reckon.
He went off and showed him a picture of somebody on your phone.
Yeah, I remember that time we moved back to the
house. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just the last time we did it, though. I'm getting close enough to her.
Lately, Alice's been walking by her. She hasn't been going.
Nope. We was up here one day, and my daughter was up here, and some other people. And she went off, and the ghost said, Timmy, where's the button? And I said, what do you mean, what button? Don't you got a remote control button in your pocket? I said, I ain't got no damn button. I said, thing just goes on when she wants to.
Daughter.
And then she said, oh, bull. So she pulled a picture of one of our friends up, put it to her face.
I said, no,
I said nope, won't work. I said, how come? Because you got his wife in there with it. So she cropped the wife out of it, put it up to her. As soon as she got up to her face, here she went. She said, ain't no damn way.
Does she run on a battery or anything?
No. She's plugged in.
Oh, yeah, she's plugged in.
But no, she don't have no battery, but yeah, she's plugged in.
So she runs off a motion detector or something?
No.
No, no motion detector. Is it all just put
in one? She's plugged in. If you push this button right here, it still goes off. Now, if you unplug her and press the button, then she'll do nothing. But if you have her plugged in, we have one guy. Matter of fact, he sat here last night, didn't he?
Yeah.
Aaron Childers, but yeah, she's off.
Yeah, he's a preacher man. So he goes by there and she'll go off. And I'll watch him one time. And he went. I said, hey, you don't have to close your eyes and say prayer when you go past her and make her not go off. Settle down now.
All right.
Yeah, he just laughed. And his wife, and he goes off on his wife, too. There's another mother daughter goes off on her. You could almost pinpoint when I'm in there and I hear her go off, I can almost guess who's going to come to
the door. Is that your other daughter?
Gina and her daughter.
Oh, I didn't say your other daddy. I thought you said
your
daughter.
No, a mother and a daughter.
Oh, mother and daughter.
Yeah. I always said, you know, spiritual off of energy. You need energy. Some type of energy.
Some type of energy.
Well, that's like the mirror I was talking about when I first brought it home. One of the things it did was, I have a classic Mustang, and at the time, I had done nothing with it yet. The battery in it, been dead for 5 years. I mean, you can open the door, no lights, nothing. And just all of a sudden, I heard the car running outside. Went checked, the Mustang was running. And no keys in it, no nothing. And it's just sitting there running. So I grabbed the keys real quick, went out there, turned the key like I was turning it on, turned it back off, died. I mean, went off. Turned the key, nothing. The battery wasn't coming on, nothing. I'm sitting there thinking, now how did this car start? I mean, the battery was dead in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one of the things.
Well, how he said the paranormal was unexplained.
Yeah.
If we could explain it, we'd all be millionaires.
Yeah, that we will be going to the conventions.
Right. I'll be running that convention.
Yeah. Now, last night we were here. See, Gail and Jeff was sitting there, and Timmy was sitting over there, and I was standing there. We heard the loudest moan, like somebody moaning, like they were in a lot of pain.
A lot of pain.
Yeah. And we all looked at each other. I'm like, y'all hear that? And they were like, yeah.
So what were you doing last night? Was you just here?
We had an auction last night.
And so after the auction, that's when you had that activity?
Yeah, we stayed, got pizza, and...
So I seen that door shut, and I was like, okay. I'm like, if I want to see that door, I come today.
And when we first done it out, we put a camera on one side. We'd catch it. I said, man, why in the hell would it not? So we put one on one side, one on the other side, and done it, and we caught it opening up.
David wouldn't let us watch nothing. It was like he knew, yeah. And he would, you'd go there to watch it, and then the camera would freeze.
Now, you know, and that's so common with me, you know, with guy was, I used to be a videographer, so I had my own company. I had like three different cameras.
Uh-huh.
Cameras all went dead.
Yeah.
At that same moment.
That happens here, too.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's, you know, like I said, it's unexplained.
Uh-huh.
You only hear and see what they want you to hear.
Right, right, right.
Yep. We went to, this is our third camera system.
Yes.
He's tore it. And the first one was like $1,000 system.
So he destroys it like, you can't use it. You can't use it.
Oh, no, the... Yeah.
Hard drive, corrupt hard drive. You can't go back. You can do something on it, and you get 2 minutes where it is. No video.
Yeah, no, it freezes or whatever.
But okay. I don't feel like any bad spirit
no.
in here.
No, I don't.
But
yeah, I like we'll have pizza in here sometimes when we get ready to do an investigation. We'll invite them to have pizza with us and all that. So.
That's what I told them last night. I was like, if you want to come here and eat with us, come on in here. David opened the door. Well, we didn't realize that the door had opened up. Didn't realize it.
Then we got on camera, Grace going through and said, David, can you open the door? I got my hands full. I need to go through there. Click, click. Shh.
And then one night he was like, yeah, that's good that you can open the door.
Yeah.
But can you shut it? Because you never shut it. And what was it like? How many days later, the door slammed?
Yeah.
Oh, I guarantee you that when I leave here, you're probably going to have some stuff happen.
Oh, probably.
Because every place I've been to, that's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
When I come, it's like nothing happens while I'm here. I can sense it. But when I leave, like what you're talking about, it will happen once I leave. The door shut, you know, here. The last house I was in, it was like air conditioned. Like this is nice, comfortable. Right. When I left, he called me and says, I can't go back in my house. The temperature in the house is like 100 degrees.
Huh.
So it just raised. The temperature in the house raised. And I don't know if it was ticked off because he brought me into the house or I wasn't causing any trouble. You know, he's no, it's just they don't like outsiders coming in. So I was wondering how does it react with when you have the auctions here because you've got unknown people coming in that might even make fun of what you have.
Oh, yeah.
And that could cause some.
Well, that's why I think that one guy that day was like, no, we're not leaving. We're not leaving until we get your story. I think David took it as bad. And they were told to get out. And the lady said she was pushed in here.
Too pushy.
Yeah.
Too pushy.
Yeah, David didn't like it. Which was really weird because we were in the mountains at the time. We were in our RV. And I was trying to watch the camera system after they left because they just went out the door and they didn't lock the door like they were supposed to.
The lights on.
Yeah, this left. And so I was watching the camera just to kind of see what went on. And when I started doing it, well, stuff started happening to my camper. But the TV went off, flickered, and I was like, David, are you in here? He wouldn't let me watch it. It was like it would kept freezing, kicking me back to the beginning of the whole camera system. I could start over. And so I felt like David was actually in there with me. And I think he felt bad. He didn't try to scare the people, but he felt bad that he did what he did. So he didn't want me to watch it. I was like, David, it's okay. I'm not mad. I mean, I know you didn't do that and hurt anybody, but I understand you took it as being bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to save the videos, and I got one saved, but it wouldn't let me save the other ones. Where the lady was pushing, wouldn't let me save any of those, which I didn't see her get pushed. She was on the other side of the camera, so I didn't see it, but I just heard what she said.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, even like this wireless mic, I'll place, say, behind maybe the thought the refrigerator one and that back by the cellar door you're talking about.
Yes.
And I won't hear nothing here, but so until I get home and I start editing.
Yeah.
And then I'll hear it on the audio. So I'm a big fan of audio equipment as far as like, I think sometimes a lot of these paranormal investigators, they do an overkill. So, and that's not going to get any activity. You know, everybody wonders what they watch. The stuff on TV, you know, and thinking, and they want everything to be demonic.
Everything's haunted. Everything
is bad, and it's not like that. So, and I've seen that firsthand. So, to me, I think simplicity is better. You go in with minimal.
We like to go in with less knowledge.
Or nothing. I've always said, your body's the biggest tool.
Exactly.
Like you say, if you go in, you got pushed, like you start to get touched.
Mm-hmm.
You can't explain that. Even if you put on a camera, people kind of dispute it that it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Or what you got on that recording is not what they said.
Yes.
You know, so
power of suggestion.
Like my biggest thing all through my investigation, like I always take my camera, don't get nothing. That's always the stuff I always say that happens off the camera. Yes.
Yeah.
I do interviews. It's the stuff I get after the interview.
Yeah.
Like with you guys. Mm-hmm. So it might be going back and listening to this, and there might be like back there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that one time. I zoomed it. I brought it up on the, you know, as my last name's Cooley, so hey, Cooley.
Huh.
You know, and that's the, how do you know my name?
Yeah.
So that happens quite a bit. You know, freaks the crap out of my wife. You know, she's, so she has to have a cross on one side of my office, the other one in the back. And when I started out on this, I asked my priest, and I was Baptist, Methodist, and then converted to Catholic because my wife's Catholic. You can't get married in the Catholic church like you're both Catholic.
Yeah.
So I turned Catholic, and so I went to the priest, and I had all these questions, you know, about their beliefs and exorcisms, and he wasn't going to go into all that, but he did say, you know, he was cool with it. You know, he was cool in the paranormal, and he says, only thing I can tell you is when you're out there investigating, keep in mind there's a thin line between an evil, let's say evil, pissed off or ornery spirit to a demon.
Yeah.
Yes. A demon you're very rarely going to come in contact with, but if you do get somebody that knows what they're doing, don't try to tackle that yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And I always listened to his advice because I had Bishop James Long on my show a couple of times. He's a demonologist. And I was like, here's a dude that was a Roman Catholic priest and left the Roman Catholic Church, went to the old Catholic. They want to rule out anything before you say it, something like, do you have, are you schizophrenic or...
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Bipolar or any type of mental disorder. Yeah. You want to rule that out because, you know, I even give that even a lenient thing to look at because, you know, you're already saying it's not happening because that person's schizophrenic or what if it is happening?
Yes.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Well, people have asked us before if that place is haunted or whatever, can we get rid of them? We're like, no.
No, you don't.
We don't do that. And we're not going to try to tackle that.
Right. And who are they? Also, me going to come in your house and asking somebody to leave. It's not my business.
Oh, exactly.
You know?
We've had that happen many times.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times that's why the stories of it get worse when you try to do it. Because you got somebody in there that really don't know what they're doing.
That's like the old lady in her, too. She wanted us to get rid of what was in there. Well, I mean.
So it was at this point that the audio cut out on the recorder. As soon as they started talking about removing spirits from the house, my battery went down from 60% to 0%, and the recording stopped. Similar situations happened before where spirit can drain your battery. It did drain the battery in the house. Like I said, there was a movement in the house. There was something like dragging a foot across a carpet. There was a sound of the knocking sound that I played back. There was like a swooshing sound that I played back. There was Dwayne getting a puncture wound in his arm. I had no idea where that came from. And on top of all that, I enjoyed myself. So I look to having these guys back on. I can relate with them. A lot of the things they experienced, I have experienced. And so I want to thank Angel, a.k.a. Grace, Timmy, and Dwayne. The Backwoods Kentucky Ghost Hunters. If you're ever in Owensboro, Kentucky, check out the auction house. You will not be disappointed. If you want to investigate, their fees are very reasonable. I will put their links at the bottom of this episode. Again, thank you, Timmy, Grace, and Dwayne. It's been my pleasure. Come back in a few days on Halloween. I'm going to have Harley Black as my guest. She's a paranormal investigator. She has fantastic stories to share, and I'll see you on Halloween evening with Harley Black. I am Al Cooley, host of Ghost in the Valley podcast. Thank you for stopping by.